I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Sudan remains in flux. The international community wants military and civilian leaders to return to a power-sharing agreement dissolved by last week's military coup. Mediators say negotiations between the two parties will bear fruit in the coming days. John, a gospel worker focused on Sudan, doesn't think a quick fix is possible.
Real change takes time. The background in Sudan doesn't give a good foundation for a quick movement into a new government, a new philosophy of society.
This military takeover is the latest episode in Sudan's rocky transition to civilian rule. Ask the Lord to help Sudanese Christians persevere. Sudan may follow the same long path to religious freedom as Egypt. And in Tanzania, a deaf girl born into a Muslim family found true community in a deaf school nearby. Her family didn't know sign language, so she felt very alone at home. Rob Myers with Door International says,
a vast majority of them have grown up in homes where they can't communicate with their own parents. It's very common for deaf people to have an everyday experience where they're sitting around the dinner table and there's talking and laughing and information being exchanged, and those deaf kids are cut off from all of that information.
One day, a Door International church planting team visited her school and she learned of the story of Jesus. Her family, however, kicked her out. A deaf church welcomed her in and even paid her father's medical expenses when he got sick. Moved by their love, he too embraced Jesus. Pray the rest of this girl's family would also encounter the love of Jesus. Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slava Gospel Association offers My Father's House, and it uses object lessons along with stories of ministry to Slavic women for your spiritual growth. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.